And welcome to today's Nature Connections show. My name is Sarah and you're listening to Natural Health Radio. I'm joined today by a very special lady called Hannah Pearson. Now, Hannah is a natural health consultant, practitioner and teacher who creates remedies inspired by the wild plants of her land and is here today to share her own personal story for healing the skin. So welcome to the show, Hannah.
Thank you. Lovely to be here, Sarah.
It is lovely to speak to you. I've known about you for quite some time. So actually getting to talk to you and inviting you to share what you do and all that you have to share is really inspirational for me. So I think it would be lovely for you to share your story, how you came to be doing what you do. And through that, obviously, we're going to hear about what you do.
Okay. Well, when I was about 6 months old, I developed very severe eczema, which is a very distressing condition. This was back in the late 70s, a time when everybody wore nylon and polyester, and there was very little awareness of how to work with eczema. In fact, what they did at the time in hospitals was tie people's hands down to stop them itching. Things like that, tying things around people's hands to stop their, which obviously just caused extra heat and that made it more itchy. My experience was sometimes I remember waking up in the morning not being able to open my eyes because they'd stuck together due to the eczema around my eyes. The eczema covered most of my body and in places it was bleeding and raw. We frequently had to soak clothes off that had stuck to my skin. Now, with a daughter in so much pain, my mum was sort of desperately looking around to try and find things that would help. She had an inspiration to put me in cotton tights so that it would stop me scratching at night time and it would cover, a lot of my body. She eventually found a factory in Leicester who were able to make the cotton tights, but she'd have to order 3,000 pairs.
Right.
And I think she was so desperate that she went ahead and ordered 3,000 pairs and then panicked. Now, the National Eczema Society was in its infancy at this point. She contacted them and said, look, I've got 3,000 pairs of tights. I only need a couple. So they ended up putting the information in their newsletter. And by the time the order arrived, all of them had been sold, and people were asking for other things. There was just an absolute desperate need for help for sore skin. She then began developing things that might help. One of her first ideas was to sew me into a pillowcase. So she literally would sew me into a pillowcase every night. So that my legs were enclosed and I wouldn't be able to itch myself at night. And then in the morning she'd unpick the stitching and she'd do the same every evening. From there, she began developing what is now a range of eczema wear, with things like flat seams and mittens that have enough space for the hands. All in kind of organic cotton to make sure there's absolutely no residue of chemicals in the clothing that could irritate the skin. And obviously they need to be able to be washed at a very high temperature. So we always suggest that things are washed above 60 degrees. And that means that it gets rid of the allergens from dust mites, and it also gets rid of residue of dead skin cells and creams that people have used. Now, in my own journey, it led me to spend most of my adult life researching effective natural remedies to support people with sensitive and allergy-prone skin, as well as supporting myself and my own personal growth. My predisposition is very much towards the healing arts. My intuitive ability in working with healing I've studied an awful lot of natural medicines now, including nutrition, Reiki, and traditional healing, and apprenticing in herbal medicine. I began to be very excited about the potency and the possibility of working with the local plants of this land. And often people began to ask me for advice. So I'd have people coming and knocking on my door and saying, "Ah, this is happening. What shall I do? And this is happening. What can I put on it? What do you have?" And so I began to notice that actually I had a real wealth of knowledge and experience that's not really commonplace. So I'm making a choice to share this knowledge in order to help people and to help people find more ease and to know how to work with eczema efficiently. An awareness of mine is that when looking at treatment for eczema and sensitive skin, that we need to look at the whole body, mind, and spirit condition to look towards finding the core or the source of the issue rather than just focusing on getting rid of the symptoms. So the if you go to your doctor, one of the usual treatments for eczema is steroid or cortisol treatment, which is immediately effective, but it suppresses the symptoms of the dry, itchy skin in the short term. So in long-term use, it actually causes thinning of the skin. So when speaking to people, I notice that they have a real desire to put something on their skin to get rid of the symptoms. But using steroids is really unsustainable in the long term because it halts the body's own natural process of clearing toxicity through the skin. And when it's pushed back in, it can cause much more serious issues further down the line, so compromising the immune system and resulting in skin that's really less resilient and it's more susceptible to infection. So my inspiration was to try and formulate something that would really support people to find more ease. My intention was never to try and create something that would get rid of eczema because I know that it's an expression of something that the body's clearing, or it's a process of eliminating or reacting to environmental allergens. But I am finding, customer feedback is extraordinary, and I'm finding now that the cream I've developed, it's having an amazing impact. In fact, I'm really excited to share that we've just recently been awarded winner of the best eczema product in Janie Lee Grace's Platinum Awards, which,
Wow.
it's very exciting.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So Gentle Green was formulated after many years of making medicines with wild plants for friends and family and realizing the potency of them. I spent about 6 months working to get just the right synergy of plant ingredients. The texture is very, very important, and how it absorbs into the skin is important because it can be, even to put anything onto sore skin, can be very painful. So it needed to be extremely nourishing, to nourish the dryness and regenerate and repair the damaged skin whilst effectively easing the inflammation and itching. So working quite intuitively, I combined the physical medicinal properties of the plants with their energetic medicine to create the Gentle Green Soothing Cream. I noticed in my research that most natural skin products, even those claiming to be completely natural and chemical-free, were using only a few active ingredients, and the rest was, in fact, was just filler, or it was water, or a base. So often compromised in terms of the quality by the use of cheap plant ingredients that have sometimes, they've been in a warehouse for a couple of years before they've been used, and then they lose their potency and their effective properties. So I made a decision then to use only plants which are really carefully grown and harvested, quite intentionally for the product. and they're extracted into organic sunflower oil, in most cases via a process of 6 weeks, where the fresh plant is placed in glass with the oil, and it's infused by the sun, so it's extracted by that method. Now this is very different to a cheaper product, which might take a dry plant that's been stored in the warehouse for 2 years, put it in the oven in heat-treated oil, and extract it that way for a couple of hours. The quality that you get is very, very different. It's very important to me to use organic ingredients for obvious reasons. And I try and work with small producers so that it keeps the plants very potent.
Yes, yes.
And I really value working with the plants and the land that grows them in a way that's deeply respectful in order to preserve the health and balance of our natural environment in the long term. So for me, it's about working with, the health of the planet as well as the health of the people and how the two interlink and are sustainable together.
What I particularly love about your story is how your own, and it's the same for all of us, but how your own healing, your real need for healing, and the love of your mom and her connection to this is all has led you to now helping others and working with the land in this way. It's extraordinary. It's beautiful.
Absolutely. I mean, if somebody had said to me, when I was a teenager suffering, waking up with scratching, and then I would have said, definitely no way will I be working with eczema in the future. But yes, it does seem that what we gain experiencing, we then compelled to offer.
You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. What strikes me, well, as I'm talking to you, is that, and I'd be interested in hearing your thoughts on this. Our skin is our boundary, isn't it? And as you've alluded to yourself, eczema is a very physical condition, but it's also something that really speaks of somebody's sensitivity on all levels. And I know what you're doing is healing not just the body, but the spirit, the mind, the emotional side as well. So, have you found any sort of common areas where people who do have skin issues really need to work more closely with their own boundaries?
That's a very interesting question. I've found people with allergies and skin difficulties are often the ones who are very, very sensitive. So they can often so they'll be sensitive to the environmental allergens, to they'll often be much more sensitive to picking up radiation, things like that. So
Yes.
in fact, I see that as a gift, that intuitive ability
Yes.
to I see it as a real gift that needs to be listened to. So I guess to raise, to really value those qualities in people, gives a voice to what's coming through.
I think so too, yes, because sensitivity is a gift, it's a true gift, but it can come with its challenges. But if we can be aware of what they are, then we can, as you're doing yourself so beautifully, really work with different elements of nature to allow us to be who we are in balance.
I also, as I've developed as a healer, I now offer one-to-one treatments with people, which is my absolute pleasure to bring that healing quality, and I really love working with people in that way. And I find it's a real balance between, obviously natural remedies for something, and then looking at spiritual aspects, how people live their lives, how they interact with their environment. It feels very important to encourage that connection with nature, to encourage people to, to be out in their local environment and to be nourished by it. I find it's very important for people to be eating food that's grown locally. And to be very, very conscious of what they keep in their environment. Something I'm particularly interested in at the moment is chemicals that are being used on clothing.
Yes, now, do you speak to us about that?
When the chemical finishes or chemical dips are put onto clothing, they don't actually have to declare it on the label, which is quite a surprise. So things like formaldehyde, triclosan, are being used in a very, very widespread way. And it's something that doesn't wash out. So people think, oh yeah, well, I'll just wash it a few times, it'll be fine. But often, particularly with sensitive skin, you need to absolutely steer clear. Formaldehyde, for example, if you're to wear it at night, and they do actually, you're not allowed to sell night dresses in the UK if they haven't been dipped in formaldehyde, because it's used as it's a fire retardant.
Right, okay.
But what happens when you're sleeping is, of course, your body heats up the formaldehyde. It then turns back into a gas, and people find they're getting respiratory problems and they don't know why.
Wow.
It's a well-known carcinogenic, along with the triclosan. I mean, triclosan has been proven to lower to cause immune deficiency and to tamper with the hormone production in the body. So there's really a very serious issue that's I find it alarming that there's no regulation in the UK to control the chemical finishes.
Yes.
It's very interesting there was a test recently in New Zealand on cotton baby clothes, and they'd been imported from China, and they found the formaldehyde levels were 90 times higher than the safety limit on things like baby blankets. So I find that amazing.
And is it being regulated in other countries? Is the UK behind on this?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's regulated in Europe. But in the UK, there's no regulation in what's brought into the UK. So clothing that's made in China, for example, there's no regulation. And there's very little of that, mainstream clothes that are actually manufactured in the UK.
So this is a perfect time to tell us a little bit about the how we can find, for people listening, and I'm including myself in this, how can we find clothes and products that are safe for us to use?
The original kind of eczema wear that my mum developed is kind of 30 years on. It's been modified, and the garments now work very, very well for eczema care, and they're recommended by pediatricians all over the country. In fact, I'm very excited about the new range of eczema wear, which is actually made in colour grown cotton, which is an old source of cotton. So we don't even use natural dyes on it. It grows in the colour that it's then woven into.
Beautiful.
Which I find very exciting.
It is, isn't it?
Yes. And also it cuts out, there's a real awareness of cotton, how cotton destroys the livelihood of the farmers, because conventional cotton uses a huge amount of water, and the water is then polluted. And very, very quickly it means that the farmers can't actually grow their own food on that land. So, organic cotton is absolutely key, both for human and environmental health and well-being in the long term. So anybody interested in finding out more about the cotton clothes could look at the website, which is eczmaclothing.com, to find out more about the Gentle Green Soothing Cream. Have a look at our website, which is www.gentlegreen.co.uk, and to find out more about the one-to-one sessions that I offer, and also the retreats that I run, you could have a look at www.presencewellbeing.co.uk.
Tell us a little bit about your retreats. They sound fascinating.
Yes, they're very exciting. For many years, I've worked with meditation as a tool, and I've worked with bringing people together. One of my passions is bringing people together in circle, getting people communicating, coming into community. This is something that really deeply nourishes people and brings well-being to life and joy to life. Now, I began offering these retreats about 4 years ago. And they're two midwinter retreats held right in the wild on Dartmoor, with the primary awareness is a need for us to come into balance with our natural cycles, the natural cycles of our body. So in the midwinter time, what we really need is darkness and stillness. And it's a time to reflect upon everything that's gone before in the year, and a time to really clarify what we're taking forward into the next phase, and just for deep rest. So the retreat that I offer is during the retreat we have 24 hours of silence where there's no speaking and there's no use of electric lighting during that time. So we have a central fire that people come to. And it's a very, very powerful journey, just absolutely being immersed in nature and in connection with others in that way.
Sounds amazing. Yes, something very close to my heart as well, living. I think when we work with nature, it becomes a natural extension, doesn't it, just to literally work with the cycles. So, well, I really love how all that you're doing is really linking nature and bringing it into the big wide world as well, and allowing those two to really speak to each other, which is so needed. And I know part of your own private practice as well is you work in a doctor's surgery, is that right?
That's right.
Yes. So that's another part of you that's really bridging this gap.
Yes, I'm really excited to be bringing the healing work that I do to the doctor's surgery. It feels as though it makes it accessible. And again, you know, really, really positive results. And I think, you know, whereas as the traditionally the medics may have had a slightly uninformed view of what I'm doing, or a hesitation about it. They might have a hesitation about it when they have patients coming back to them and telling them, you know, that actually the prescription perhaps made them feel sick, or, you know, didn't do quite as they'd expected, and they went to see the lady upstairs, and now things have shifted quite a bit. There's a great scope for us working together more. As they begin to see what healing and what traditional medicine can offer. And I do think it's very, very important for us to be working together, because there's value in both. And it feels like it's the way forward.
Absolutely. And I know we spoke a little bit about, before we started recording the interview today, about the fact that you're now doing a lot of distance consultations with people from all around the world. And how you're finding that actually works really, really almost just as effectively as being with the person.
Yes, I'm being approached by, you know, I guess words travels by mouth, and, you know, clients that I've worked with individually who are far away, want to continue working with me. And I found it very, very effective. Just as effective, I would say, as working with someone one-to-one when they're right in front of you. And
It's amazing.
it's surprising until you actually experience it that
Yes, I think as the world changes and technology, the great parts of technology become our friends, it does allow us to reach so many more people. And the fact that your product is now, is it available outside the UK, your gentle green cream?
Yes, worldwide now. Yeah.
Wonderful.
And growing rapidly, I think is yeah, and it's not something, there's not been any pushing in the way I've worked with it. It's just been very organic. People use it and hear about it and want to stock it, and that's the way it's been traveling. I've been very pleased and very surprised as well at how many people contact me all the time and wanting to stock it.
Brilliant. So what's the next steps? Is Gentle Green growing into different products?
There
Or is
are some different products in the wings, but it feels, I mean, I do feel, I see, I've kind of witnessed other companies who might begin with a very, very good product. They then get rather carried away on the, on the profit side of things and begin to compromise what they're offering. I feel so deeply committed to just bringing the absolute best to people, to bringing a, products that's completely uncompromised and that's effective and potent. So that's very, very important to me. So yeah, my focus is purely on bringing this product because it works, and we're having wonderful results. And maybe at some point I'll bring in some other remedies. So there's certainly I'm constantly playing with making new remedies and really enjoying myself in my workshop.
Yes, and I think what comes to me is that it's just raising awareness, isn't it? Which is what we're doing today.
Absolutely. And I think also it's raising awareness about how you use things, where traditionally somebody might use a petrochemical based cream, and they would have a great big tub of it and they would use it all the time, and it's very, very cheap in cost. What I'm offering, people find that initially they might want to use it 5 times a day if their skin's very, very sore, but within 3 or 4 days they're using it much less frequently, until the point where they're only using a tiny bit when they need it. So people are not used to a product that's that concentrated and that potent.
So you're a great teacher, it sounds like a great teacher and awareness ranger.
I'm very glad to be bringing my experience, and hopefully it can, can support people to, by sharing what I've learned.
Absolutely. So, well, thank you so much for speaking to us today. I've really enjoyed connecting with you, learning about what you're doing. Tell everybody again your website for the products.
It's www.exmaclothing, that's ECZEMA, exmaclothing.com, and gentlegreen.co.uk, and for my private practice, it's presencewellbeing.co.uk.
And I know with those names as well, we can find you on Facebook as well, can't we?
That's right, yeah, Facebook and Twitter.
Excellent. Okay, well, thank you so much, Hannah, for sharing everything about all that you've learned in your life and all that you're doing. So, on behalf of the plants and all the people you've helped and who you're yet to reach, thank you very, very much.
It's my absolute pleasure.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you,
Bye
Sarah.
bye.
Bye-bye.